What's up, guys? I'm here and on Anchor, and now I have all the free time that I can possibly talk about anything. Welcome to the introduction to what, you may ask? My project that's in my first crib. I originally did some audio for this, but alright, so I wanted it to be quick at first, and so I went out really far into the woods, and it was a place that I did not want to be at, and I did that so I knew to hurry up and do the introduction so I can leave. And I mean, it was funny, don't get me wrong, and I was shook, but yeah, no, I didn't want to do it because I told myself that the first time I did this, I wanted it to be in my crib, and I'm here. So, this is the start of something much bigger than I want for myself, and not just for myself, but to do something bigger for, now that I don't know, something. I've realized something in my life, though. I can talk, and people know that I can talk. Granted, I can talk very eloquently, if that's the right word. Well, if that means that I can talk, like, goodly. Well, that's not a word. Well, that's what I meant. I could talk good. Regardless, I could talk to the law when I have to. Not like snitching, but I'm saying like if I got a jam, I knew how to finesse my way out of it. Way before that, when I was in middle school, I could get out of the damn, why you ain't got your damn homework shit from the teachers, all that. I could be like, why you ain't got your homework I assigned to you? And they'd know to just walk their ass to detention. Anyway, I said all that to say, why should a good voice go to waste? Right? I'll be honest, I don't know if these people will ever see this, but I'll tell y'all some stories about some of this obnoxiously dumb shit that people have done to me. And while I won't say names, because, I mean, there's no need, people know what they did. And I don't do shit in my daily life, so I'm able to sit on all these experiences, and man, I will tell y'all these it's funny, y'all are going to hear about some shit. For example, y'all may be thinking, I mean, why am I doing all this in general? Because that's a story in itself. Well, about, I don't know, 3 years ago, I went to jail. And I was in jail because of a dumb mistake of fighting this guy who was hitting me up on my girl at the time, Snapchat. With his arm around her and another dude next to her saying were her new N-words. I'm not gonna say that on here. Don't hit my girl up anymore. There were like a lot more crazy ass snaps, but bottom line, I don't know how it happened, but he came to my hood near me and somebody beat him up in a parking lot. I don't know. Either way, I did time for that, and I learned, and shit, that moment was crazy. I mean, I was 16, charged as an adult, and then that was something else. Told my people it was over a female was making me feel like a whole ass clown, and they were right. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. It was very symbolic, though, sitting in jail, I'll tell you all that. I sat in there with the wolves and the hooligans, all of them beardless with no tats or gains, and just overall just looking like a flimsy relo. I thought in there, though, man, I got fucked up in this. When I get out of here, it's gonna be even worse with the legal shit, all that stuff. I would love some revenge, though. And that thought was the mentality of somebody who should stay right where I was. And I thought, I'm gonna get off my ass and get out in the world and see how far a good mentality could take me. I figured all this out while I was in there. Like, I mean, it was like a whole lifetime's worth of thoughts. And like the whole time I was there, I saw me sitting on a big stage. Well, not sitting, but standing on a big stage, accepting an award. What award? I don't know. I don't care either. I mean, it's an award. And behind me were all my goons who I scraped the bottom with on my humble beginnings. And I want these people that did this and all this stuff to think for now, hey, fuck this clown. I don't give a damn. But years from now, when they still at home base planning their next move, I'm gonna be out there bettering the next generation. And not just them, but my own generation. And not even my generation, but just somebody that can get bettered. And how could I do that? That's what I was thinking about. I could turn my life around physically, mentally. I mean, not spiritually, because I've always had an excellent relationship with God. But I'm going to go full force and try to change my life so I can, in turn, use my story to inspire. Inspire who, though? I don't know, and that's what I still don't think. Like, I mean, I think about it, but I don't know. But somebody's going to listen, and I inspire myself, so I feel like somebody can get inspired. I mean, I'm really tired of such, like, oddly wild stuff happening to me and not talking about it, because this shit's interesting as hell. I mean, all that's coming in time. I could talk. I mean, I need a platform to talk on, and I don't want to rap, because I am not going to be a rapper. I could put a lot of this stuff into some bars, but I'm not going to do all that, okay? Y'all ain't ready. But what else could I talk on? I remembered I thought podcasts were lame because it was only people talking. I mean, that was before I gave them a chance. And I figured, hey, I could talk pretty goodly. But thus the idea was born. To put it simply, I touched the bottom and was lucky enough to have a brain that knew that that's not where I wanted to stay. Not at all. But I wasn't ready mentally for being able to speak to so many people. I mean, like, we could go back in time and I could show y'all how, like, whenever I'd have a conversation, I could barely even look people in the eye. It was the craziest fucking shit. Like, it would look like it would feel like a magnet. Like, when you take two magnets on opposite ends, you would just kind of like it would bounce around everywhere, but it should. That was what my eyes would do. I mean, unintentionally. I know the feeling that shit sucks, so if there's somebody out there that feels like that, it does get better, and you need to find that confidence in yourself at the end of the day, because, I mean, hey, I did it, it was tough, but I'm here to tell you it could be done. Anyway. I'm here, I'm happy, I fixed my life, and I want to project my good ideas. Because not being selfish or conceited or nothing, but there's good-ass ideas, okay? I went from being in jail and surrounded by complete assholes to thinning my life. Like, not my life, but thinning my circle. Hitting my restart button. And remembering that even in this shitty-ass world, it's okay to be good. So, I mean, it could be done. It really could. I mean, I'm here to tell you guys I've successfully been to hell and back mentally, and I'm stronger and I'm smooth like butter, so I can project exactly how to do it if y'all want to give me some time. I'm a goof on my own, so I don't really need nobody to go off of, but I do have a bunch of people that want to come on, and they're all interesting. They really, really are. And this podcast idea, it's not strictly about me, because yeah, I have my motives and stuff behind it of wanting to spread good, but I know a lot of interesting people. There's a lot of interesting people that are planning to watch this as soon as I put it out, and I think that I have enough people that know me to where I'm not just gonna broadcast how I sit on my ass or shit all day. I'm going to go out and I'm going to document some of not only this crazy shit that happens in my life, but I want to show you guys each other. And maybe y'all can make some friends. Maybe, I mean, hope y'all don't get in any fights, but I don't know. I mean, the end result, I really do hope that there's going to be a big enough platform to where people can actually listen to the ideas that I have, because I have been in strict isolation for so long, and it really does make you think. I mean, when people go into isolation, like solitary confinement, for example, like, that's a punishment. I mean, granted, I didn't go in there as a punishment. I just moved away from everybody, and I wasn't mobile. Like, I was stuck in the cut, so I just kind of had to find my own fun, and anyway, I mean, I just got mobile recently. I'm on a moped, so I'm a moped guy. And, yeah, I mean, it's another restart button, being able to move out from my people's crib, because I just did that. And Although I'm worried because I'm out here with, like, the big dogs now. This is gonna be good for me. I couldn't be stuck in the crib. And I knew the only way I was gonna be able to move out is if I ripped the band-aid off quick and got out in the world and explored. So, yeah. I mean, without further ado, guys, welcome to Woke. That's the name of this podcast. Project I plan to fully utilize to get big in this industry, and it starts small. I mean, I'm on Anchor, and hopefully Anchor is going to be a big help in branching me out where I need to be and having the right people listen to me. And I'm going to see how I'm putting ads in this too, so I'm going to start talking about some products. But I gotta finish, and when I finish, I'm finished when somebody I don't even know can tell me that they've listened to me and that they've had their life not changed, even if it's not changed, but somewhat better. I wanna be, if somebody's gotta listen to me, I'm not gonna spew out dumb stuff. Well, I mean, granted, I'm pretty dumb. I'm the good kind of dumb, though, because people could be stupid dumb, like, talking ignorance, but never that. And I hope that I can grow with this. I know a whole bunch of people already that are going to be popping up to listen to this, and they've already watched me grow. And my growth never stops, because I'm always looking to grow, even after death. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to keep this low because this is just an introduction, but there's going to be a whole lot more stuff. I mean, I got a whole lot more people wanting to do a whole lot more stuff with me, and as of right now, I'm coming at you live from my bedroom in my crib. This is going to be like the HQ of everything, and I'm still unpacking all that stuff, but this is going to be the HQ. We're looking to go uptown and talk to some random people. I mean, we're about to put y'all on the game, and we're about to be interesting as hell, and I hope that everybody can give me and the good old people of my phone, not even just my phone, but, like, the people I know, a chance. So, I have a lot of, yeah, like, a whole lot of people. I got a lot of interesting plot lines going on right now in my life, too. I'm going to be one of the African-Americans who goes out to look for his dad, because, unfortunately, you know how that be. I'm going to try to get to my girl right now, who is right now about 4,500 miles away, because she got, say it with me, you guys, deported. It sucks, but we're getting past it. I'm maybe gonna go to college, maybe. I mean, my main thing, I want to get past this podcast. Well, I want to keep doing this podcast, but my end result, I want to become an actor. I mean, I've been working out like crazy. I've been getting my mind right, my body right, everything right to become, I mean, I want to be like the next Michael B. Jordan or somebody like that. Like, if I could be the next Avenger, oh, I'm gonna be the next Black Power Ranger. I don't know. Something. You guys are all going to bear witness. I'm putting a camera in front of my life because I'm tired of sitting on my ass, and you guys are going to either see me crash and burn or get big. And since I'm putting a camera in my face, I'm not going to fail, because I don't want to see anybody to see me fail. I mean, but yeah, about college, I don't know. I mean, I guess in order to be a Michael B. Jordan or whatever, I gotta go to acting school or whatever. Or maybe when I put a video on this podcast, like a camera, you guys can see how much of a snack I look. And maybe I can become an actor. I mean, I can already talk. I can already, I could put on a show for somebody if I have to. So, yeah. I got a whole lot of stuff planned for this stuff, but I don't want to ramble on here just for an introduction, and just because I don't want to waste my time and find out that nobody's going to listen, but I did want to incorporate a little, like, just a sprinkle of what's to come, if this is as big as I think it's going to be, and I really hope it is, because, I mean, I do have a 9-to-5, and I make money at the end of the day. I'm not trying to do this for money, but I want to do this because I feel like I'm interesting enough to, and nobody could take that away from me. And to that, see, this is all off the top of the head too, you guys, so I'm not like scripted or anything, because scripted ain't fun. Real life isn't scripted. It feels like it is. And that's what I'm saying. Because I have a life that feels like it's scripted. I'm going to put this movie on for y'all. That was pretty smooth. But, yeah. I mean, I'm going to put another episode out soon. If this goes as good as I'm thinking. Anchor is good. I mean, it seems like it's really convenient. And I hope that I can get enough people to download this and listen to this. And I can branch out to Apple or Google Play or Spotify or anything. Because right now, I'm just a boy telling stories. True stories, granted. But stories in my room of my new crib. That's where it all starts. And that's where this introduction is going to wrap up for now. So, even though this is a lot, well, I mean, it's only 16 minutes, but it was off the top, so 16 minutes of just straight talking should show you guys that I'm pretty interesting or whatever. But I mean, next time, I mean, I might either have another just me talking, or I might have some of my buddies come through, so, yeah, thanks for the time, either way, hope I'm not wasting my time. This is your boy, Jason, the boy who could fit on a Lando Lakes box because I'm smooth like butter, signing off.